If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in every Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for Closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Axar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the light of the most radiant one. In deepest love, we of the Ashtar Command are with you this evening. And I'm Commander Lady Athena. You are listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. Beloveds who have come here in service to Earth from a myriad of worlds, dimensions, and planes, we greet you. Tonight I would like to take you up on the ships for a brief overlook of our planetary world, just to allow you to have an experience of who you are already at another level. You may not have had the opportunity to consciously go back and forth from your human perspective to your divine, multidimensional aspects. So this will be a nice experience for you. So to begin with, let's take a deep breath. And now find yourself standing in your commander aspect aboard a ship of the Confederation fleets of the Ashtar Galactic Command. Now begin to get a sense of your surroundings. Yes, you're there. Hi. Do you see me? Hello. No, you're not in the Beverly Hilton. Although it looks like it, doesn't it? Yes, you have landed in the lounge room. It is a very beautiful room. It does resemble one of the 5-star, 6 or 7-star hotels that you might have visited on Earth. Yes, it is very, very luxurious, and yes, very simple. There are many lounge conveyances there that come up from the floor and seem to mold themselves to your physical form. So find one if you'd like to sit down, or you can stroll around. Yes, you can see through the walls of the ship at that level and gaze out at the beauty of the myriads of worlds within worlds, all inhabited by the sons and daughters of the living God. Yes, you will notice that our Earth looks somewhat like a blue and white marble, a very small one at this point, where you're at a great distance above the Earth. You might think, my heavens, how could I have done that in a nanosecond? Because, beloved, you simply are where you have focused your awareness. You see, you displace the viewpoint of one dimension for the awareness and viewpoint of another. It's just that simple. So now I want you to get up and follow me. Yes, that's Ashtar over there in the corner. Okay, go over and say hi. Give him a hug. Yeah, he's tall, but then so are you. Be aware of how tall you are. Okay, he has his own agenda this evening. So he wants to take you into a room that's going to be surprising to some of you, perhaps. But herein, you're going to find where your highest dimensional body is stored or parked. Yes, I saw mine some years ago, and it was shocking to me, too. So we're in a very, very large room now. And yes, that's the most radiant one. Has just entered the room. Okay, let's all go and give the most radiant one a deep, embracive hug. Don't be shy. He loves you. He's your elder brother. Yes, it's Ananda or Jesus, Emmanuel. Okay, go on. Go on. Just give him a big hug. Embrace him. Yes, tight. Give him a good, strong, as they say, full gospel of. Yes, pause a minute now. Take a deep breath. And allow all that shyness. Yes, I know you're excited. I am too. Just allow all that shyness to dissolve. And give the most radiant one, the Lord of lords and King of kings, and yet our nearest and dearest friend and elder brother. Give him the deepest love from your heart to his. And as you feel his strong, strong hands on your back and the pressure of his chest against yours, allow your heart to come into a complete and perfect resonancy with his, so that the heartbeats beat as one, and your breath and the breath of the Lord begin to synchronize. Take a deep breath. And inhale that wonderful divine aroma that seems to surround him like fresh fallen rain, like the dew of a myriad of rose gardens. It's so subtle and so distinctive. Allow all that is the timidity, the falsehood, the hesitancies, the doubts, the pain, the illusions, all of it to dissolve into the limitless love of his pure truth and essence. Put him on, if you will. Wear him. Let him adorn you. Let him cover you. Dissolve yourself into his essence. No, you will not lose yourself, beloved. You will find your true self. Yes, take that luxurious moment to feel the pressure of the Lord's hands as he embraces you and presses his palms against your back. And take the luxurious moment to feel the strength of his back upon your palms. Again, be aware of his heartbeat and your heartbeat. Let them become synchronized and of one heart. Be aware of your breath and his breath, breathing as one. Know that the spirit that lives and dwells in him is the same spirit that lives and indwells you. Know that you and he are of the same blood, the same family, the same light, the same one life. And now as you gently separate your energy from his, and you stand and you gaze into his eyes, look deep into those eyes. It's hard to tell what color they are. There is so much light. Allow yourself to just gaze without any kind of self-consciousness into the eyes of the beloved. Allow the quickening and the activating of all the centers, all the cells, down to the very quark and anything smaller in the subatomic field, to meld and merge and be cleansed and bathed in the gaze of the Lord. That gaze is known by the travelers as the Tiwaja and by some as the Twaji. It is the gaze of God. And once you have been gazed at by that one, you will never be the same. For never again can you forget what it feels like to be truly seen as who you truly are. And that eternal love that ever guards and guides you. now you can follow the Lord Sananda and the Lord Ashtar. And as you look around this immense room, and I don't even have any words to tell you how large it is, you will be moving by thought and not walking. So each of you will be directed now to your physical form, where it is located upon the ship. This is your higher dimensional body, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th dimensional manifestations. Just receive what you are receiving in terms of impressions, and you will be shown what you need to know and understand about that part of yourself. Yes, many of you are seeing your bodies floating in an energy field of light. They're very tall, they're very perfect, they're very humanoid, they're very divine, as perfect and as beautiful as the Grecian statues, sculpted in perfect phi ratio. And they're radiating and glowing a beautiful light. Now look above them, and you will see an energy matrix, like the atomic schematic, only it is your particular Merkabic signature. It is a sacred geometric symbol. It has its own distinct colorations, its own distinct tonalities. Imprint, imprint, imprint your original divine matrix and blueprint. Now, as you turn, and I know it's difficult to turn away from this, but you will return to it. It is always there for you. And at some point, you will switch to that particular body and go on with the rest of your cosmic life. But for now, you have a holographic projection located upon planet Earth in time and space, and you have a commitment to help ascend this Earth as she goes through a massive quantum leap in consciousness and in dimensional placement. So as you turn around, you will see cylindrical standing wave columns of energy. Within those columns, you will see a replica of your human body as it is now. And you will see that it is serving very much like a movie projector, because it is sending an energy form to the Earth. And stay aboard ship, but just look down, if you will, in time and space. Just switch your awareness to your form in the third dimension. Your physical human body. Now switch back your awareness to the ship. Now observe the standing wave column and the projective image of yourself within it. Now again, ride the energy of light and sound transmission, the electromagnetic pictograms that coalesce as the ionic field of your physical holographic projection in time and space, i.e., your human body in time and space on Earth. Now for a moment, be in your Earth body. Be aware in your mind that you have another aspect aboard the ships of the Ashtar Command. Now switch your perspective back to the ship. There you go. Very good. Now we're going to do another little leap. Place your awareness within the High Council of Sirius. and sit at that oval table. Yes, it's a familiar one to you. Yes, you even know your chair, don't you? Sit around that oval table and gaze in the center. You will see what looks like a viewing lens. And with the combined focus of the group, we can see anything on earth that we wish to view, even up to the freckle on someone's nose. Raise your hands in a position of blessing and allow the Source, the Most High God, to send rays of light through your superluminal bodies of light, your higher chakras, the Avan Chataya of your eighth template, and down through the chakras of your physical body. Activate the chakras in your palms and allow the rays of light to spill forth from your hands to the viewing lens, the image of the earth now appearing before you. Notice how the aura of the earth is beginning to expand and glow. The darker areas of the earth, see them begin to dissolve like dark clouds before the rays of the sun. Expand your auric field now and become a unified field with all of your brothers and sisters who serve in the Christ consciousness grid, who form the B'nai Or, the sons of light, the B'nai Elohim, the sons of God, the celestial emissaries and light workers and bearers of light, the kingdom ambassadors, all of those who are in service to the highest good as tributaries of living grace to earth. Feel your connectivity to people who are light bearers in far-off Siberia, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, the Azores, the Hawaiian Islands, the subterranean worlds of Telos, the Agartian community with all of its 278 cities. Feel your oneness with the Galactic Command, the many different commands and commanders and starships, all in service to the Most Radiant One and the Most High God. Feel your connection to the submarine civilizations, the submarine installations of light of the Ashtar Command, and those within the mountain ranges. Feel your connectivity to light workers in Europe, Asia, India, the Himalayas, China, throughout the known world and the unknown world. Connect with the Koji and the other indigenous elders who have held and guarded this planet for eons of time. Connect with Babaji and the great Maha Avatars, those that dwell in the highest of the Himalayan crags and peaks. Connect with the embodied avatar, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Connect with your lineages that you embody, the lineage of Michael, Enoch, Metatron, John the Beloved, the Kumara lineages, the Syrian, Taka Ryan, the Pleiadian, the Venusian, the Martian, the Saturnian, the Jupiterian, the Andromedan, and many others. Integrate, integrate, integrate. Activate your awareness. Know who you are. Choose to be that now. Take a deep breath. Integrate this unified holon, this unified field of Christ consciousness. That's good, that's right. Now take a look clairvoyantly within your imaginative inner gaze and see your aura. Look at yourself. How do you do that? Well, just pretend like you see an image of yourself and pretend like you knew what your aura looked like and visualize it. It's a pretend which is actually real. Register. And when we're finished, you can write down what you have seen and experienced and been made aware of. Now return your awareness to your human body, but be aware that you sit in the High Council of the Saturnian Council. Be aware that you have a life aboard the mothership that we just were experiencing within the Ashtar Command. Be aware that you have a heart-to-heart relationship with the Most Radiant One. Be aware of that wonderful smile that you receive from Ashtar. We'll have more journeys aboard ship, and any time that you wish to choose to be aware of yourself at that level, know that you can do that. Nothing prevents you from having full access to who and what you are as an eternal and multidimensional being. Doesn't that feel good? I love it when the Course in Miracles says, I will be still an instant and return home. I think you just had a good example of what it is to be still an instant and return home. So tonight I would like to speak about something, how to be used as a divine CIA agent. Okay, before you think the good commander has lost it, CIA is actually Sai Baba's description for our being centered, integrated awareness. And I thought it was so good, it was too good to waste. So let's realize that we are divine CIA agents on Earth assignment. We have just experienced what it is to be centered. We have just experienced what it is to be integrated. And we have just experienced what it is to be aware. So now you are an official divine CIA agent. Welcome to planet Earth. Okay. I want to talk about how to be able to live your life as a divine assignment, 24/7, no time off, sorry, no vacations. But you know what? When you're living your divine potential fully, you don't want a vacation, because there is nothing so fulfilling, so producing of joy, and so promoting of peace as to be serving the function that you were designed to fulfill. In fact, everything in the universe, every single atom, there's nothing that's inanimate, by the way. Everything has consciousness. Sai Baba says every single atom of existence has the ability to experience joy and the ability to experience sorrow. In fact, let me do a little quick segue here. I want to tell you a Sai Baba story. It's too precious not to tell you. I was attending a summer course in Indian culture and spirituality about 1978, I believe it was, in India. And Dr. John Hislop and his wife were there and a few other well-known Sai Baba devotees. And Sai Baba had selected a number of saris to give to these ladies. And he had chosen, I think it was 100 saris, and had given out all but a few. And the few that he had rejected were kept aside on another table. All of a sudden, Mrs. Hislop looked at the table and she said, "Sai Baba, the table is all wet. Those saris are going to get wet. We're going to have to move them." And Baba said, "No, the saris are weeping. They're weeping because I rejected them." And then, of course, he had done that on purpose to reveal the fact that, as he said then, everything is capable of experiencing joy and sorrow. So then, of course, he gave Mrs. Hislop and the other ladies there the saris. And that just is such a poignant story. But it has made me so aware of the necessity to treat everything in existence with respect so that you don't dismiss or... In fact, it's even been said that it offends God to ignore an animal or to misuse an animal. That God dwells in that animal. Sai Baba said that animals are capable of exemplifying 15% divinity, and mankind is capable of exemplifying 85% divinity. And of course, we know that Jesus said, "What you have done to the very least of these, you have done to me." So let's do be aware that we live in a world in which the only truth that we see about us is the fact that one life lives in and through every single atom of existence. Let us be aware of that and treat each other and treat our planet and treat everything in our environment with renewed respect and reverence and care. So first of all, if we would be a conscious agent of the divine at all times, that needs to be the intent of our heart, because it is said in the Bible that the true worshipers of God worship God in spirit and in truth. Our spirit is our Atma. That's our eternal part that is ever one with God, like a cell in the body of God. We live and move and have our being in God and God within us. And having said that, every part of us is designed to reveal that divine life in time and space. That is what the physical body is for, is to make God visible as his living, quickened image in time and space. So as we move forth in our day, that intention to be used in the purpose in which we were divinely designed to be used, we are here to be used. I always pray that the Lord will use me to the last drop. I just want to be used and used and used. We all do. Everything in creation yearns to be used by the Lord, to serve the Lord. In fact, that's the purpose of everything in creation, is to serve. So a human being serves when we are in the truth of our being, in the spirit of our being. In Sanskrit, that is called dharma. In the Christian tradition, it is called righteousness. We are the righteousness of God when we live in Christ and Christ lives in us. And again, the word Christ means the anointed love of God, that messianic love, divine. When we are in that state, we are in right relationship with ourselves and with life and with each other. And that requires being centered, being integrated, and being aware. We are centered and integrated when we have a consistency between what we think, what we say, and what we do. Many light workers would like to be able to materialize and manifest. we materialize and manifest always, but sort of sporadically, because usually there's a disparity between what we think and what we say, and then again, the way we act. When all of those three factors are completely and perfectly synergized and aligned with one intent, we can manifest instantly. And you see that exemplified by Sai Baba. Whatever he has in his mind, immediately it appears. I have sat in many personal interviews with him and sat in a position where I could look up under his hand. And when you're in an interview with him, he'll move his hand in circles 4 or 5 times, and then you'll notice a ball of light form in his palm, and he just reaches and grabs it. Whether it is the sacred ash that he is well known to materialize, which is a healing ash, or whether it's, in the case, one time he manifested warm Christmas candy for us. He said it was fresh out of the Sai Bakery. There's another, many times I've seen him manifest rosaries, Hindu rosaries, Buddhist rosaries, Christian rosaries, and rings, sometimes diamond rings, sometimes rings with the image of Christ or his image, or maybe the Om symbol on them. And I've watched in wonder as that white light begins to materialize from the ethers and take form. And you will remember that in the beginning, when creation was started by God, he spoke and said, "Let there be light." And I was reminded about that, how initially there's the light. Initially there's the sound, the light, and the manifestation. So the sound is the thought. In fact, your thoughts are unspoken words. They are containers of power from God, who gives you thought, but the Bodhi, the divine consciousness within you, provides that impetus of thought, that quickening of the intellect. And that is what takes form within us, and then, based upon what we do with that, it determines whether or not it ever actually manifests in the physical. So it's very important for us to become of one mind, of one heart, and of one intent. When the intent of your heart is to love and serve unconditionally all life around you at all times, that becomes your consistent energy signature in time and space. And because you are a unique son of God, daughter of God, there are no two energy signatures of light and love that are identical in this universe, or even sound. The light, the love, and the sound vibration that constitute your energetic signature is unique as a snowflake. There are no two identical love signatures. And that, I think, is amazing. So that particular intention then becomes your eternal vibration, let's say, how you show up and are recognized by the heavenly hosts and the masters of the hierarchy of this and of other worlds. No, they don't look at your, if you're overweight or if you're missing a limb or if you're cross-eyed or any of those things. They don't notice the physical body. They look at the energy signature, the vibratory rate of the love and light quotient that constitute your reality. So again, to be used, you just need to have that intent to be used, and then you need to be willing to be of service, however that shows up. And the next thing you have to do is to step out in faith and be of service. Always in the divine world, you have to take the first action. God always places energy with action, not with thought. So as you take that step, and it's always in faith, which means you don't know the results, you always have a trust walk here going on. As you step out in faith, in the light that you possess, in the willingness, in the intent to be of service, then you are anointed, that holy power of the Spirit of the living God falls upon you, is endued upon you, is imbued within you, and you're given the knowledge, the power, the words, and the ability to do whatever it is that is needful in that moment. You will gain a track record of trust with the Lord, as I have working consciously in this field for many decades, by simply doing it. You will be trained as you step forward. It's nothing you can go to a theological or any other kind of school to learn. No, there's no Starfleet Academy where you can go and train to be a commander. You've already been there and done that. That's why you're here. So now it's simply a matter of gaining a operative expertise in walking as a master on Earth. Don't look around and expect the externalization of the masters to look different than you in the mirror in the morning. This is the reality, okay? You are the Lords of Light that you have prayed to have return and to minister to Earth and to bring us out of the dire straits in which we currently find ourselves. Yes, the light always wins. Yes, the dark ones always put on a big show. No, they're not going to win this round. It's already been sealed in the heavenlies. But we do have a job, and that job is to bring to bear the manifestation of the divine kingdom and the divine rule and reign upon Earth. Earth has been designed to be a colonization of the divine throne world, and that plan is currently being restored on Earth. So back to the willingness to be of service. Those of you, for example, who often get a very clear sense of knowing about things. I remember when I was very young, I would make these proclamations. I wouldn't know where they would come from. I would just suddenly say, in such and such a time, this is going to happen. And lo and behold, I was always accurate. I didn't know that was a spirit of prophecy. That is a word called a word of knowledge that just would come to me, even as a young child. Now I operate very consciously in the prophetic. I've learned how to discern the word of God from my own thoughts or the thoughts of other spirits. This is something that comes with practice and expertise. You learn to become familiar with the voice of God. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice, and they will not follow another shepherd." So those of us in the Ashtar Command are the sheep of Lord Sananda. We are his sheep. We are his people. We have his mark on us, and we know his voice. We know when he speaks to us. Many of you have had that experience. Many of you have had him come to you physically like I have. And you know that voice, you know that energy and love signature. And no, you won't follow another. I mean, why settle for anything lesser than you know, the top one? So therefore, as you step forth in service, you are being trained to be useful in whichever way it's called for. This is such a broad ministry and field of service that we're in, that it literally involves every single facet of human life. There is no area that you could possibly be involved in that God cannot use you to love and uplift and help and bring comfort to people. A real prophet is a person who brings comfort, who advises, warns, and guides based on what he is or she is receiving from the Lord, and is a person who exhorts, encourages, and builds up the spiritual quotient in people. So it's not about fortune-telling or, you know, telling what's going to happen in the future, because I tell you what, we're no longer in a prophetic line to where that is so easily done. We have multiple parallel probable realities. And based upon which one human beings choose to step out in and upon depends on what is activated. Yes, did you know that before you make a commitment that certain options are simply not available to you? I think you've all had that experience at some point where you make a decision and all of a sudden the resources to move in that direction appear. But they didn't appear a moment before you made the commitment. So it's so important to be real clear about what you want to place energy into. Then you make that commitment to step forward in faith and it activates that as a reality for you. So commitment is essential. Consecration is essential. Consecration means to bring everything to a centeredness around a divine intention. Everything becomes subservient to one divine core of intent. I am here to serve humanity in the name of the Most High. When that becomes the whole reason for your existence, do you know you don't have to think about anything else? You don't have to worry about how your bills are going to be paid, or whether or not your children are going to grow up intact, or anything about your future. You don't have to give it a thought. Why? Because you have become an ambassador of the divine kingdom. And do you know ambassadors are walking nations? You can touch anyone else, but woe to any country who touches the ambassador of another nation. Because when they touch the ambassador, they touch the whole nation. So as an ambassador of the Most High picks up the tab for your life. How does that work? It works in the most amazing ways you can imagine. I don't even have time to tell you how it's worked in my life for many, many decades. But I can tell you with all the confidence in my being and expertise, it works. Once you make that decision that you are here for God's reason, for God's purpose, to fulfill His will and purpose upon this earth, your own life and your heart's desires, and everything is added unto you. I think it says in the Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all else is added unto you. That's exactly, literally true. So once you make that commitment and you have learned that you need to step out in faith to activate that timeline, to activate that probable parallel reality, and to activate the resources that go along with that choice, then you're on your way. And then when you set your day in the morning, when you meditate and chant and pray, whatever it is you do to align and psych up for your day, be sure to ask to be used and to be of service. Simply say, I commit myself, Lord, to be your in service to your people this day. Use me as your divine agent. Bring before me the people that I can best be of assistance to. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can be used as your eyes, your hands, your voice, your source of comfort, your source of strength, your source of encouragement. Let me be a blessing today to everyone that I encounter in your name and to your glory. And then go forth and live your day. But be aware that the people that come before your eyes, within your earshot, within your vision range, these are the people that God has sent to cross your path. Maybe you just send them a silent, God bless you, I love you, peace be with you. Those are the magic words that are appropriate in any time, in any context, with any person. And then you just are a friendly ambassador. You smile, you give hugs, you love, and wherever you can be of assistance, you do that. Very often if I'm with people who are obviously ill, I really like to minister in the healing arts, so I might ask them if I could pray with them. I have yet to have anyone say, no, don't pray for me. People are so eager to have prayer. And then you just speak a positive word. Speak truth into them. In other words, I speak healing into you in the name of Jesus or in the name of God, in the name of Christ. I speak life into you. I speak joy into you. You know, speak those things that you know are their divine matrix, their divine destiny, their highest good. And in that way, you just go through your day and you do whatever you can to assist people. Sometimes just looking at people with great love and realizing that in that heart lives the one Lord, that they are a temple of the living God. Just that attitude alone as you go about your day will be such a blessing. And then when you anchor the light in your home each day, visualize a huge column of light from the highest positive realms of spirit and let it come right down through your body and right down into the soul star in the center of the earth. and expand it so that your whole home is in this immense column of light. And then send out light according to the highest good for your neighborhood and your neighbors and the people in the apartments around you and the area in which you reside. We have seen whole areas be completely cleansed from crime and from drugs and from violence just by coming in and doing that process every day. I've seen it everywhere I live. The whole neighborhood changes. And when we moved into our community in Los Angeles, East Theological Seminary and College of Philosophy, where I used to teach on the staff there, it's still there in Los Angeles. And the whole neighborhood in the 25, 30 years that we've been there has completely been transformed. It used to be so dangerous that people would get shot out in the streets in front of the seminary. And now it's a place of a neighborhood and of love and of communion, and everybody knows us, and everybody feels free to come and go within our community. And so likewise, this is the way we extend the sense of global community. This is what we need to do to begin to erase the barriers from hearts and minds and lifestyles and belief systems and religions as we begin to have this sense of universality. As we might remind ourselves that all belief systems come out of the mind. You know, when you take that mind off and you stand in your spiritual body, you don't have a belief system. You're not a Buddhist or a Christian or a Hindu or a Muslim or a New Ager or an atheist or anything else. You're simply a pure spirit. And our minds are something that change all the time. Our religions change with each lifetime. Our minds probably every few minutes change. Our emotions change continually. How can you say that you're your thoughts or your feelings? You can't be. You can't even say you're your physical body. Because your body, where's the little baby that was born that was wearing your name? Where's the person that was you 10 years ago? Those of you that are aged and showing the effects of being here for maybe 80, 90 years, where is that youth that one time you called you? So you see, you can't say that you're your body because you have no control over change or your mind or your emotions. But who you really are is that eternal, pure, divine spirit that we call the Atma, the I Am Presence, the multidimensional ascended master self, the Christ, the Eternal One, the Beloved. That is who you are. And yes, that is the sum total of everything that you've ever been, every thought, and all of the good things. Jesus in the Course in Miracles says so that we will take with us only the love we gave and the love we shared and only the happy memories. So don't sweat the small stuff, I think is really what he's trying to tell us. Don't get so hunkered down in trying to fix the small picture that you lose sight of the eternal existence that you have that's kept quite safely in those divine states of the eternal now. We will be looking at this in greater detail in other shows because each show seems to be taking its own little path. I may think I'm going to talk about something, but I end up speaking about something entirely different. This evening I had no thought in my mind to go up on the ship, much less to hug Sananda. So, you see, when you're working with spirit, you have to be sensitive to the flow of spirit. Those of you listening tonight may have needed exactly what I had to say. In fact, the feedback I'm getting indicates that the Holy Spirit is speaking to many of you in the words that I use, in the metaphors that sometimes I'm guided to implement. It says in the Bible that we should never think beforehand what we are going to say, that we should allow the Holy Spirit to give us the appropriate words at that moment that we are in need of them. And I have done a gross paraphrasing of that, but you get the idea. In other words, don't try to control spirit. It just comes out really as static. what we need to do is empty ourselves, but also always be prepared to give a word in season and a word out of season so that you're never caught with your celestial uniform down, if you know what I mean. You're always prepared. If you live in this type of thought all the time, which I do, you're never at a loss for what to speak about because this is your life. This is how you think. This is how you identify yourself. This is what you're about all the time. So it's very easy to talk about what you are constantly involved with, thinking and speaking and talking and using as your reality construct. I often say, make it as beautiful as you possibly can. It's your life. It's your world that you create out of your own intention, thoughts, words, feelings, desires, objectives, expressions, motivations. All of those things swirl around you as your own personal universe. Yes, there is a larger God universe that you will be circumambulating as you move from the self into the divine God world. Yes, there's always more here. There's always a plus factor to spirit. But meanwhile, today we need to be present with what is so for us right now, here in this moment, to make it as beautiful, as lovely, as fulfilling, as joyful, and as pleasant as we can. Only we are in control of how we will paint the picture of our life and how we will frame it and on what wall we will hang it. So hang your picture of your life in a beautiful golden frame and hang it on the wall within the kingdom of heaven, which is within you. Let it be exemplifying a life that you've chosen, which outpictures love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and tolerance. All of these qualities which indicate that you are a spirit-filled, spirit-led son of God. And again, when I use the word son, I mean S-U-N as in radiatory light, and I also mean son as in proactive, energetic directive. We are love in action here. And as love in action here, our action is the way we demonstrate and manifest the presence of God on earth, and that is always supremely loving. Lovingness, as I was discussing with my co-commander friend the other day, and we agreed, it's often just leaving people alone. Letting them eat their food the way they want to eat it, part their hair the way they want to part it, breathe their air the way they want to breathe it, and make the choices that they need to make to work through their own destiny that has been opted for at a higher level. So we support people in the positive areas. We have great patience in the areas that they're struggling. We come alongside them to give them strength in supporting them where that's appropriate. And where it's not, we just stand and hold the light, knowing that they will get through it. They will, the divinity within them will prevail. And that is the best form of prayer, is to hold that knowing steady for them. Because when someone else is shaky, the worst thing you can do is throw more doubt and more worry energy towards them. Have faith and confidence in that being that lives behind that coat of skin, that dwells behind those eyes, that lives within that mind. Be aware of that one and look past the outer camouflage, the outer costume, which is only going to be used for this Halloween party of about 75, 80, 90 years, and that's it. Then you're going to go to another costume party, okay? So again, we are divine CIA agents. We are centered, integrated awareness. And the intent of our heart is what manifests and impresses everything that we do. In fact, you know why the extraterrestrials are making crop circles? For one reason. that the human kingdom is not fulfilling its particular divine design. We were meant each to give our own authentic light and sound and divine geometric Merkabic signature upon the earth as we moved upon it and lived our lives upon it. But because we have lost the sense of who we are in the eternal realms and in the multidimensional sense of things, the extraterrestrials have to come and impress those missing energetic signatures into the earth. It's kind of a form of divine acupressure and acupuncture, as the light and sound and the symbolic representations of divine concepts and divine principles are impressed into the crops of our planet. So once we begin to really get the picture and begin to move in harmony with our divine plan, with the divine programs of light, and we begin to integrate and become more and more aware and more centered in that reality, then we won't need the crop circles. As lovely as they are, they will no longer be necessary, for we will be the living and walking energetic signatures of the light, love, and sound of the divine throne world upon earth, walking, breathing, and acting. We will be the divine blueprint itself revealed in time and space. We are again in a wondrous time on this earth. We are in a time when most anything wondrous can occur. Don't get too caught up in the storyline that's out-picturing in the outer world. We will not be permitted to utilize atomic bombs. The Ashtar Command and the Lord Sai Baba have forbidden it. The High Council has forbidden it. And atomic power itself is under the governance of the Lord of Shambhala himself. So you do not have to worry about that. That is not a scenario that is going to take place. But in the meantime, you are going to see some pretty amazing things as one outpicturing is displaced by another, and we move into what is the seventh golden age, and that quickening which will bring us from mortal flesh to immortal bodies of light, which is occurring probably out of time as we know it. So anyway, it's a faith walk, it's a trust walk, it's a walk of knowingness, and it's a walk of creating your own inner paradise and living in it and allowing that to become the reality which you choose to activate and actualize in your experience. There are some of you out there in the listening audience that are in a great deal of physical discomfort. So I'm just going to allow myself to be used as an instrument to send healing at this time. And any of you that would like to join with me may do so. Just raise your palms with an intention to allow yourself to be used as a channel and instrument to send healing and wholeness, life, and encouragement to all those who walk with love in their hearts and a desire for the common good. And we bless each one of you in the name of the Most High and the Most Radiant One. We are your brothers and sisters of many worlds, walking with you upon the earth and also serving with you within the starry realms of this beautiful galaxy. We love you and we bless you, and we are always with you. And remember, you're not where your body is, but you are. Well,